東京メトロ日比谷線をご利用いただきましてありがとうございます。
So nice.
That was the first time I've ever been on a heated toilet seat before.
They even had one at that sushi restaurant this morning.
Oh, really?
I was surprised. It at least looked like a shack.
What was the one in the airport?
The airport one was nice.
It had like different sounds for the flushes.
Yeah. And the Tully's rest place has that too.
The Tully's desk?
Mm-hmm.
The Tully's isn't Japanese.
The toilets are.
No.
Are we starting?
Oh, we have started.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Tracy-san. Cutie-san.
Cutie-san number
one? I am Cutie-san number one.
That's right.
We're at a coffee house in Jimoto.
Lens, to be exact. A Canadian chain.
With a Z.
With a Z.
It is Canadian?
Yeah.
Hence the maple leaf.
Hence the maple leaf on the cup and the maple syrup.
We're actually in Tokyo.
Japan.
Konnichiwa.
Don't omegato.
Sumasu. Ego ga hana sumasu ka.
Hi. No.
Ai. Ai. Kiji-san number two. Ai. Neither of us speak.
How are you doing,
unfortunately?
Kiji-san.
I'm doing good. Fish market was intense this morning.
That's right. What time did we get up this morning?
Oh my gosh, it must have been 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Who knows?
So we could get the subway at 5 a.m., but we didn't really get it till 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
So we missed the
auction. We were there at 5, but we just missed the trains. We missed the auction because maybe if we went straight there, no, we would have missed it.
No, we were late.
It was like 5:30 when we finally boarded. We had to wait forever for the metro.
We did have to wait forever. We did not anticipate that roadblock.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the neighborhood.
Tsuzuki.
Oh, yeah.
Suki.
Tsukiji.
Tsukiji.
T-S-U-K-I-G-I. Or J-I.
J-I.
Yeah, because the T is silent.
T is
like
silent.
Tsunami.
Right.
Like Godzilla.
Right.
So, welcome to Tokyo.
What did you think about the fish market?
I liked the humongo giant tuna fishes.
The giant frozen big
tuna.
They must
have weighed 100 pounds.
That's way more than 100 pounds. Those things are huge.
I know. They're big as you.
It's pure muscle.
Oh, yeah. They're probably like 300 pounds. They were big.
Oh, they were big.
They're about a foot and a half in diameter.
We saw them slicing and dicing.
Yeah, we all saw all kinds of weird things.
They
we saw the squids were my favorite. The little squids with the big eyes.
Saw they were sawing the fish up with.
Yeah. They had all these frozen fish, too, all ready to go to the USA.
And we about got hit 10 times by
oh my gosh,
crazy people driving
crazy
around on
all the fishermen
forklifts
and little
and
carts and stuff. You know?
It was crazy.
This is why the guidebook says it's not recommended to drive in Japan.
Because you drive on the opposite side of the road, and we keep forgetting to walk on
the
wrong
left side
of the road.
Yeah.
Get killed. What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
We actually had sushi. Fatty tuna at
Toro.
6 a.m.
At 6 a.m.
Oh, Toro. It's like $5 for one slice.
We had some bonito, some sea bass, some kamagachi.
Yeah.
Sea urchin, squid.
Yeah.
Toasted salmon.
I had sea urchin, which is tastes kind of like old salt water, seawater.
Spongies.
They're floating around like that stuff that kind of floats on the top of the water.
No, it's not. You know what a sea urchin is? It's a big spiky thing, and they cut it open, and it's orange in
the
middle.
All the goop comes out of it, and they put it in a little thing of seaweed.
It's its body.
And they pay $4 for one little bite.
I don't know. $4 Japanese, so it was actually cheaper. And you don't pay tax.
It was about 400 yen. So I usually have been going that's about 100 yen is a dollar.
Well, if you figure we aren't doing any tip on top of it, it's like you save 20% there and you save
10%
tax.
We learned out the hard way about tips. Are you supposed to tip in Japan? Could you sign number two?
Apparently not.
Apparently it's a big deal, a big insult.
The first one was when we had lunch yesterday at Asukasu.
Yeah.
We had some sushi, excellent sushi.
Yeah.
And we got 40 cents back.
40 cents.
So I left it because I didn't want to actually carry the change around. Yeah, it was a $40 tab, 40 cents.
We're like, we don't even want it.
We're halfway to the boat.
We're like 3 blocks away.
And this lady comes chasing us down the street, running.
Yeah, she's got her hand bound. She's like, oh, girl, I got
she grabs my hand and she puts some money in it and she's closes like, it. And I'm like, I don't want it. And she's like, take it.
Absolutely no circumstances.
Craziness.
Okay, so last night we go out for yakitori in Shinjuku,
which is skewers of meat.
Yeah, it was skewers
of
gizzard and liver and chicken and things all on little barbecue sticks. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we eat there and then we leave and it was like $40. Then we had 4 cents left.
4 cents. Four yen.
I wanted them to throw it away, you know, because I didn't want to carry the pennies.
I don't think we'd even gotten change. We just left our money there and left.
Yeah, like, we just left.
And then we're walking back again.
There's like a billion people, and she found us.
That lady comes, well, we're the only white people walking around, so it's probably too
easy.
She chases us down and gives us the 4 cents back, so we're not leaving tip anymore.
Yeah, we
don't. It's not even tip, it's just like, leave your change.
Yeah,
there must be something bad. It must hurt the evil cat's eye or something.
Yeah, it must be something to do with Buddhism or evil spirits or something. I don't know. Because, like, in the morning we went to Asuka, which is like the old town,
and crafty neighborhood temple.
They had a big temple there, and people would come in. They throw their money into the little grate, and then they push their hands together like they're praying and bow. Before mm-hmm. the shrine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of that stuff is like, we haven't seen any
superstition.
Like, yeah, superstitious stuff, you know. If you accept it, then maybe you'll be cursed or something. I don't know. I don't understand Shinto. Is
really
into
superstition.
Yeah.
Ghosts and goblins. And
Tracy likes little demons. Kitty cats that ward off spirits. But we didn't
have
little
paw grabs
like
the evil spirits.
Idols.
I guess not.
But we might go in just for a trinket.
Maybe.
We have to, like, go over it and take the spirits out of it or something.
Yeah.
Exercise the kitty.
So what's been your favorite part of our trip so far and the whole 1 day we've been here?
The 1 day.
1.5 days.
Well, it wasn't the 15-hour flight.
Where we sat next to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Every time we opened the windows, someone stuck their butt in our face.
It was a little bit annoying.
To look out. I did like flying over Alaska and seeing all those white mountaintops. That was really cool.
Now we want to go to Alaska.
Yeah, do one of the cruises. That'd be a lot of fun.
We should do that.
Yeah. So what did we do first? We slept.
We got in at what? We actually made pretty good time from the airport to our hostel. It was only...
Yeah, we figured out the trains pretty much. Oh, I like the sound that the trains made. Like,
don't, please. Please don't. Please don't. Okay. Anyway, so we rode a train from the airport to the hostel, which took like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
The hostel was easy to find. Everyone spoke English there, so it was easy.
Yeah, they helped us.
The
guys at night were kind of cold. The ones in
They're a little
typically
bit...
Typically, hostel people are very helpful.
Yeah.
But we're staying in Jimbocho, which I'd recommend to stay here.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not overwhelming.
There's tons of coffee shops and restaurants and
shops. Not too expensive. Central.
Central location. Good subway stop.
Yeah.
Cheaper
the metro.
Food and coffee than Ginza or Shinjuku, probably.
Yeah. Well, how about you tell me what your favorite is first, and let me think about it.
I like Asukasa, because I like little shops. Other than that, we didn't get a shop very much. We just walked around. But I look forward to going back there and shopping.
I would say the fish market this morning.
Well, the fish market was pretty cool, too.
But that Asukasa was really cool.
I mean, the sushi's been really good. That's been a highlight as well, eating the sushi.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily cheaper, but it was...
Much better.
Much
better quality.
Because, like, we really had to look hard to find a good sushi place in Chicago.
Right.
Shout out to Toro and Lincoln Park. The best place in Chicago.
But they don't even have that much variety there.
Yeah, we got
because
things
because people don't buy it.
Sea bass and, I don't know what the other stuff was.
Bonito. Sea urchin, Toro.
Yeah.
We can't get Toro half the time in the U.S.
That was the best squid
anyway.
I ever had in my life.
That was really good squid.
It had a little bit of sea
urchin. Yesterday we had those little fishy things, but I can't remember what they were.
Oh, they look kind of like bean sprouts.
We had some weird stuff.
Eyes.
Yeah, they were like little snake fish or something.
They're like little baby eels or something, maybe.
They look like it.
They're like tiny minnows.
They did look
whatever.
Like minnows almost. They were good. They weren't fishy at all.
It was good.
It was good.
Metro's been pretty easy. We recommend getting the day pass.
Yeah, get the day pass.
Just because we got...
well, we haven't... we just get confused once in a while. Yeah. Because you have to pay the
amount. Well, I was getting confused. Now distance. Tracy holds the tickets because I keep screwing it up.
Well, you lost your ticket one time.
Yeah. I just kind of walked through the gate pretending like I was done.
They don't control here
at all.
It
wasn't as bad as the boat cruise, though.
Yeah.
We took this boat cruise from Asuka. Asuka? Asausa.
Aka.
Akausa.
Akausa.
I can't say it. Anyway, so. Akasaka. Aka. Let's
anyway,
keep going.
So we're on this boat cruise down the Tokyo River or whatever river
which
it was.
I wouldn't really recommend that.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Because it's enclosed and you can't. It's not really that beautiful. We're spoiled, though.
I like the tram. The tram was cool.
The tram is very cool.
The tram I would do and skip the boat cruise. But anyway.
I didn't think the island was really worth visiting.
No.
It was interesting to see the Fuji building, but not that interesting.
Yeah.
The Fuji or whatever.
It's probably more interesting to Japanese people who want to shop at American shops.
I did see a Sega store, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what
we saw the trumpet playing robot.
Oh my gosh, that was so retired. We made a video of it though.
We do have a video of it. They have a whole
Japanese people like
robots that play bands and do shows.
They had a little rapping
theater shows.
Japanese guy out dancing around with a bunch of robots that played the trumpet.
And all kinds of instruments. It was crazy.
You know, he didn't actually have to play the trumpet. They could just have like a recorded thing that plays it.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't be a robot.
That's true. But Metro's been pretty easy. It's a really good grid. A lot better than Chicago.
Oh yeah, excellent.
It has a private line, and it has the Tokyo lines. Mm-hmm. We've been riding the private Toei lines.
Private one mainly.
Which is interesting that they have private lines here.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I was wondering how the grid got so good, but like the main ones that you use are private.
Yeah.
And they use little paper slips, and you have to buy them in the machines. It's pretty easy once you, you buy them. You just buy the cheapest one.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you bought one that's too cheap, and you put the ticket...
It'll
you put
tell
the ticket
you
in to go out, but
adjustment.
You have to save the ticket, because you have to use it to get out again.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll readjust, and then you can put it back in the machine and pay it. So you don't even have to talk to any
right.
of the ticket people.
Right.
Which is okay.
It's good. It's like the Paris system.
Yeah.
Similar. But we've only had issues with tickets in that boat. We forgot to get these little pink tickets. I don't know what that deal was about.
We were supposed to exchange our boat tickets. And so we took this $15 boat cruise south down the river. And when you got off, the woman was like, give us your little tickets. They look like the subway tickets. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. And she just like shrugged and said, just go.
Yeah, it took like about 5 minutes to like us going.
She was just like,
we don't speak English. We don't speak Japanese. And she's like, oh, I don't speak English.
Yeah, she's just like, whatever, just go. Say you ganji or whatever as well.
What it's
was
funny.
It? What's the word?
Gaigen.
Gaigen. That's what we are.
We saw Tokyo Drift. Fast and the Furious on the airplane. I didn't watch all of it because it was just like, this is stupid.
It was really stupid.
It did have some actual Tokyo stuff in it, but.
Yeah.
It was a pretty stupid movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. We did watch this. Tracy listened to this podcast called Josh in Japan.
Oh, no. I'm trying to find a podcast on Japan before I came.
Yeah.
I'm There's not a good one out there, so listen to this one because it's the best one out there.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, you can go to McDonald's, which there are McDonald's. And he's like, the menu's a little bit different. I'm like, if you're in Tokyo, what are you doing at McDonald's?
That's where he eats at. That's what he's like. He was talking about a podcast on Japanese food, and he was talking about McDonald's all the time. I'm like, are you serious?
Like, what do you think? Why'd you even come here?
Are you serious?
You know? Tokyo is... It's very different. It's interesting.
It's Japanese.
So what are some things about the culture you notice immediately they're different?
One thing we noticed yesterday was everyone wears suits.
To
everywhere.
Work.
To work.
The guys.
The guys. So women are pretty dressed up, too. And young girls...
Dark suits, too.
...dress up with high boots and short shorts or short skirts.
Oh, the girls.
That are a little bit scandalous.
They wear short shorts with tall boots so you can see their upper thighs. It's pretty skanky.
Yeah. It's a hooker-esque.
Yeah. I haven't seen any platform shoes and stuff though.
Yeah, we have to go to Harajuku still.
Oh really? What's Harajuku?
The Harajuku girls. It's like the high school high fashion or crazy fashion.
Yeah. So all the kids wear uniforms.
Yeah, all the little kids wear uniforms.
Ride the metro.
Everyone, no one talks to anyone else. They all keep to themselves.
Yeah, it's very quiet here.
Somber.
Everyone's
depressed.
Very quiet. And the subway,
people
too.
People typically don't make eye contact with you. It's like, no one stares at us, even though we're the only white people around, usually, everywhere.
I'm sure they were everyone notices us, but they intentionally don't look at you.
You're right. So I think it's impolite to look at someone, even though I look at everyone.
We talked to one person, and he noticed that Tracy had red hair.
Oh, he was nice. He was making eye contact. I think he lived on the Air Force Base for a little while, so he had a lot of English and American.
In general, people don't come up to us.
He was very friendly. He was probably in his 70s, 80s, 60s or 70s. He was old.
He's probably 65.
Yeah. He's very short, 4 foot tall man. Yeah, white glove. He was one of the white glove guys that pushes you onto the subway.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
He was nice.
I noticed that there's like English signs everywhere. But no one really speaks English. I think a lot of people are just embarrassed.
That's usually what it is. They can understand it, I'm sure. They might not be able to understand our accent, too.
That's true.
Or we talk too fast.
We do talk. Or our accent's
slow.
Really bad.
Yeah, our accent's
because we don't know how to pronounce things. So it was like, Ego ga hanasu masu ka. That's how do you say, how do you speak?
Do you speak English?
So we also noticed everybody stands and drives on the left.
Yes.
I mean, it's seriously. It's like, you stand on the left.
There's a lot of bikes everywhere.
Like in America, everybody walks every which way.
Some people are walking on the wrong side of the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's like everybody walks on their side of the street. Like they know. Like up the stairs, on the escalators.
Mm-hmm.
And
The face masks are quite interesting.
Yeah, we see a lot of people wearing the white
surgical mask.
Surgical mask. We had some debates about why.
Well, Carol told me, she's from Singapore, that it's because they're sick and they don't want to get other people sick.
Yeah.
But it might be that they're just paranoid about getting sick.
My guess is they're just paranoid, just because it feels like there's a lot of pressure to fit in with what society
has. It's impolite to blow your nose or to sneeze, so maybe if they have a cold, they don't want anything exposed that has sickness. Just cause it's
mm-hmm. Maybe some
rude.
Works require that, mm-hmm. offices and things. But, like, every, like... You know, 10 minutes, we'll see someone.
Okay, we've been sitting here, and I've seen a few people walk by already with it on.
1 out of 100 people will have it on, mm-hmm. maybe. Everybody has black hair. There's no white people.
Yeah, there are no white people.
There's no one but Japanese.
And this is Tokyo.
This is Tokyo, too. It's like, I thought there'd be some diversity, but there's really no diversity.
I bet Kyoto will be even more, so.
Yeah, it'll be it'll probably be the same.
Probably the same, because you're right. Because we just haven't seen any. We saw some tourists, or met some tourists this morning at the fish market.
It's smaller, so we may see more tourists, or more people work here.
Oh, it's possible. That is possible.
The phrase book.
Yes.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about language.
You want to talk about your phrase book you got?
Oh, yeah. I got really angry at it because it had nothing useful in it.
And then we tried to return it, and that didn't work, so.
Yeah. Well, I decided to keep it because it does have some useful stuff after I looked at it some more.
Yeah.
It was, like, all stuff about how to get a job.
I don't know why. I don't have much desire to learn.
Like, if you don't even know how
to
say, do you speak English, are you going to be asking for a job? You know?
And there aren't many homeless people. I told you there weren't going to be any homeless people. We've only seen one, and it was a Buddhist monk.
No, we saw one guy with really long fingernails.
Yeah, he was probably some kind of Buddhist dude.
No, he was screwed up. He had demons in him.
He was interesting.
He had like nails that were like 4 inches and they were coming off and rotting. Then we saw the one fisherman-looking guy this morning who was like hacking. But that's like out of everyone we've seen, 15 everywhere.
15 million people.
We've seen two.
Yeah.
Like, where did they go?
There aren't any.
Yeah, but where do they go? Because on average, there's so many people have mental disorders. It's the percentage. I mean, it might have a lower percentage here, but still, do they have, like, institutions or something that they put people in?
I have no idea. That was something that I was wondering about.
So, I recommend buying a book that has phrases in it. Mm-hmm. It's actually very useful here. I didn't think it was useful in Europe because... There's a lot of English people there, so people kind of know, but here, there's no English people.
Right.
And people who do speak English probably have a really thick Japanese accent.
Mm-hmm.
So American accent. We have Midwestern accent. So
right. They're probably more used to Australian accent, even. Just
yeah.
A lot more Australians
English
come
or
here.
Australian. European. Mm-hmm. Americans probably don't come here too often.
Unless they're touring with Michael Jackson or something.
Yeah. Or military people.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit. They said there, mm-hmm. the old dude this morning said there was a military base north of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true.
I made a funny observation about people on the subway.
Oh, the running people?
Yeah. when the doors open, people bolt out of there. They run. Like, the exit signs have people dashing. It's just like the doors open and they just jet.
So funny.
Even if someone runs slow.
If the street sign starts to change, people, like, start running, like, 10 meters away. They'll start sprinting across the street.
They do.
So funny.
You know, Chicago people just keep walking slow. They don't
mm-hmm.
care.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of my way. That was interesting. So we went to Shinjuku.
Shinjuku
last
night.
Why don't you talk a little bit about pachinko
and
pachinko
written all over it.
It did have pachinko all over it. What is pachinko?
It is the Japanese craze gambling game.
Yeah. Because you can't gamble here, right?
Yeah, well, gambling's illegal, but...
Which is good.
Yeah, it's not really illegal, though. Because you can get around it. You play the game, which is like a slot machine, and all these little balls fall down, and you win balls.
Yeah.
Little BBs. And then you bring the balls and exchange them for some little, like, trinket thingy. But then you bring that trinket around the corner to another store, and they'll give you a lot of money for it. So, it's like a middleman gambling.
Yeah.
So we might play one time.
We got just for novelty.
I'm going to win some pachinko balls and just keep them.
Yeah, they were like buckshot or something. They're like a half an inch in diameter, and they're a little steel.
They're dirty.
Pebbles.
You know, people, and it's so loud. It's like blaring, loud music. Like louder than a club.
It looks like a casino, but they got really bright color cartoons. Like fish moving across the screen.
And women, scantily clad anime women.
Yeah, they like anime people.
They like anime women that look like white women.
Yeah, they do.
And what else?
And there's just like Japanese kanji characters
all over. Thick cloud of smoke sitting in there.
Yeah, just like American casinos a little bit. Like slot machines.
That's why now I understand why there were so many Japanese tourists in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so Tokyo, Shinjuku area, which is. A little more like the business area. It's like flashing neon lights everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's gaudy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it feels like you're shady appliance stores, you know,
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
So,
it was pretty good.
It was nice to go at nighttime.
Yeah, I recommend Shinjuku at night. In general, Tokyo is very safe everywhere
mm-hmm.
so far.
So far,
I've never.
We haven't been out that
anywhere.
Late, but yeah, it's been safe everywhere.
Yeah, we got late the first night. And there was like no one around. Compared to Chicago, it's like walking the clouds.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you still got to be wise. You never know. But you're more likely to get mugged or anything. I don't think anybody would kill you.
No, they're not violent people.
Yeah, I don't know if they have gun control and stuff here or not.
Probably. I don't think they need to worry about it.
Yeah. So, we're
it's
not
all organized any. Anyway, all the crime. So.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
Yakuza? Like in the Tokyo Drift movie.
That was all like fancified or whatever.
I couldn't know Chinese, but Yakuza's Japanese. There's a whole movie called Yakuza. We'll have to watch it. I really like it.
You got the kind of coffee grinder in the background.
Yep, I finished my coffee off already.
Yeah, so we got a couple things. We wanted to go see geishas. I asked about geisha dancing.
Geisha.
I think the guy thought
I
was talking about like prostitutes.
We get to the fish market this morning, you're like, where can we go get some toro of the fish? I didn't know if you understood whether we were going there. I thought you thought we were going to go buy this fish right off the fish. Do you think that?
I didn't know what it was. I thought they cut up the fish right there and they gave you like a slab of it.
I already saw it on TV, so I knew what we were to expect.
No, I didn't know.
Sorry, you kept asking these funny questions. I'm like, what are you asking them? It's just a fish auction.
Yeah. I have a problem that I don't get embarrassed, and I just ask stupid questions anyways. But the problem is everyone's thinking of those questions anyway.
I'm not excited.
But nobody wants to ask them because you don't want to lose face. Oh, well.
Oh, well. What were you saying?
I don't even remember. Sidetracked.
There's something else you were saying that was silly. Geisha dancers.
Oh, the geisha dancers. Yeah, I asked about the geisha dancers, and they, like, is that, like, prostitutes? They just kind of laughed at me. It's like, there's no geisha dance.
Just the fact
it's
that
like a cabaret
said,
or something.
Just the fact that you said dancers.
Like, well, I don't... They had pictures of it in the guidebook.
They don't
or
really
whatever.
Dance.
Well, they do the thing.
Yeah. They're in Kyoto. They're not in
Well, we
Tokyo.
Did see, like,
men
guys dressed up as geisha, which is kind of like drag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand the point of that.
I don't
but
know
what I was trying to get at is the theaters and stuff that we thought about seeing. So
Kabukin
sumo wrestling. Style? We'll talk about Kabuki in a second.
Okay.
Sumo.
Yes.
Oof. Oof.
We aren't going to see it. Well,
no sumo for us.
Maybe
unless
it'll be in Kyoto.
Kyoto. We can look in our guidebook because it's not in Tokyo right now.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to see it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But we might see Kabuki.
Kabuki maybe, and I want to see some sort
Ginza.
Of geisha show in Kyoto. I think they have geisha shows there.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I'll have to say geisha show.
Yeah, not
Don't
dancers.
Say geisha dancing. So. So we went to Ginza. What's Ginza like?
It's a very pricey stores.
Yeah.
Lots
Fifth
of
Avenue
jewelry
kind
stores.
Of like deal.
Mm-hmm.
In New York.
We paid $7 for one cup of tea.
It's like a 25-cent tea bag.
I know,
seven,
it's crazy.
Seven
it wasn't
bucks
even a whole
for
pot.
Each.
Yeah, each.
Wasn't it pie? It was a cup. We're talking about 6 ounces.
Yeah, I think when people think Tokyo's so expensive, they must be going to like Ginza and Shinjuku and Shibuya.
Yeah.
The expensive neighborhoods. But if you go out to like where we're staying, it's not that bad.
It's,
I mean, we're used to Chicago
it's
prices
this normal
anyway.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those places are definitely new. But then again, we do have the exchange rate with us right now.
Right. It is good.
Let's see.
It should be 118 to 1, 119, but we're getting...
That's high. I think it was 117.
It was 117 when we left.
So a $1 is 170, or 117 yen.
Yen.
But every place charges 3% commission.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty high.
So you can sell your dollar for a dollar, or 114 yen.
Traveler's checks, you got a much better rate, but you have to pay for traveler's checks to begin with, so...
Yeah, I'm not sure how that went.
I don't know how that works, why they do such higher rate for
I think
traveler's
it was,
checks.
I don't know. I think it was more like, okay, let's say the rate's like 117 yen to the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's 3% higher, so 120 would be to trade cash. So, like, if I give yen in,
oh, and they don't use
they'll
credit
purchase
card
it
here
for that.
Very much. That's kind of different.
And then 3% lower. So, like, if I give you a dollar, you'll give me 114 yen.
Mm-hmm.
But if I give you 120 yen, you'll give me a dollar.
Right.
3% higher and lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are a few places that use credit card, though.
Our hostel used it.
Well, hostel is exception. You can't really go by that. But...
Hopefully we can buy our train tickets with a credit card, I'm hoping, because we need to have enough to pay for our next place we're staying.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we didn't talk about the toilet seats.
We did mention that it was heated.
Oh, did we talk about that in the beginning?
Oh, yeah, a little
oh, okay,
bit.
Okay, I didn't know that was recorded.
Yeah.
Okay, then never mind. I want to change the flush sound when I get in, when there's no one else around. It's funny. People are crazy here.
So Tokyo's been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
We're
day,
tired.
We've done a lot. Our feet are very tired.
Yeah.
Got lots of
trying
pictures.
To take pictures and go around and...
We're doing good.
Yeah,
it's very easy for the most part. Language is the only thing that we're having a little bit
yeah,
of.
Yeah, there's
a
lot
a
of English
deal.
Signs. If you know how to ride a subway, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
The hardest part is getting from the airport to here, but really it wasn't that hard.
No, because I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
You just have to figure it out before you get to there. You can't just get to Tokyo and all of a sudden figure out how to get to downtown from the airport. You could, but...
I think we could do it.
We
could
do it.
If you're... if you're not good with directions,
it would just take a little. It's good to plan ahead.
We would be confused because, you know, which, there's a bunch of lines. And
yeah.
So. But we're going to continue on with our trip and maybe do another podcast.
This is only day one. 13 more days to go.
This is our second
this
day.
This is day number 2 of 14.
After one day of completed. And right. We'll tell you a little bit more about things like the
bullet trains.
Yeah, we want to take the bullet train to Kyoto. And we're going to go to this office building in Shinjuku. That's
you have
free.
To go to Harajuku and Shibuya. Yeah.
We want to go see the Imperial Gardens.
Electronic Town.
Find out where these electronic deals are.
Maybe Mount Fuji. Maybe not.
Maybe yeah. Nikko, maybe on the maybe way
not.
Back.
Maybe Yokohama. Maybe not. Maybe. Yeah. Hakone. Maybe not.
Maybe Kobe.
Maybe Kobe beef. Maybe not.
Maybe not. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll wait and see. Join us again to see where we go.
All right. Well, I think it's time to say sayonara.
Sayonara.
Sayonara, cutie-san.
Sayonara, cutie-san one.
domo arigato for your time. Tracy. And this is Wyatt.
Wyatt-san.
Wyatt-san. And we will talk to you later.
Ciao, ciao.
Yeah.